314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Mr. Shannon, it's a real pleasure hanging out with a baseball legend like yourself.
Well, Eddie Fast Eddie's Bon Air is no slouch when it comes to legendary bars. You serve the coldest beer in town with the cheapest and the best eats, like the Fast Eddie Burger for just 99 cents and the Peel and Eat Shrimp for only 29 cents.
Yeah, but that hardly compares to working and playing in professional baseball for over 50 years.
Well, Fast Eddie's also has that giant outdoor patio.
And it's home of the Alton Giant Patio.
So if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, home of the Giant Outdoor Patio.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Ugh, stamp flavor. Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Expires 3/31/12.
Bowling, you gotta do it more often. Get to Brunswick Zone in Valley Park, Chesterfield, and St. Peter's and make tonight a bowling night.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air.
You know the words, sing along.
What's to share?
Or your underwear.
Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
That's us.
There's no fun left on.
FM!
Full of C-H-I-T. Lots of.
Milk out of my nose.
Yeah, I hate that. Hate it when that happens.
We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 22nd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Zisser Tire. And today I'm going to tell you a true story, one you won't read in the history books, one you were not taught in school, because there was a massive cover-up in the mid-1800s involving great-great-great-great-grandfather of John Zisser. Stay tuned. This is big. This has just been uncovered in an old dusty diary. I think you'll find it quite interesting and fascinating. ZisserTire.com is the website.
Hey!
But first, who are we? Well, our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peons, have your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors
thank
with Stiefel Nicholas.
Jason.
Yes, thank you very much. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He Behemoth in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
Are you okay now?
What?
I didn't even know he was in the hospital overnight.
Oh.
He looked good.
What happened?
Whatectomy.
Cheese.
A cheesectomy.
Oh.
What is that?
Where from?
I think that's... when you get impacted.
From the buttle area?
Yeah, so they have to go in there and get blocked up.
Well, gonna back down on that cheese, Red Boy. Red Boy, you know what you have to back down on, don't you?
Cheese.
Yeah, that's right.
Cheese. How about Bruce Lipperst and the All-Boy Orchestra? Did you say butt afternoon?
No, he said buttle area.
The buttle area.
The buttle area. I think that's well said. That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
Without being
a little, not as crude.
Not crude. And we're not here to be crude. We're here to be classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're first class.
Let everybody else on the air on the station be crude. We'll be the high roaders.
Yeah. Brought to you by Zisser Tire. When you hear the story I'm about to tell you, you'll ask yourself, well, wow, how can John Zisser not be a bitter, bitter man? It's not the kind of guy he is. Back in the mid-1800s, a lot of people were experimenting with lots of kinds of tires. In 1844, Charles Goodyear is kind of credited with the invention of the tire for automobiles, but it was a vulcanized product. It was just solid rubber. There was no air. And in 1845, Ezekiel Zisser came up with an idea.
Ezekiel.
Put air in like a tube inside the rubber to soften the ride. And he mentions it to his friend Robert William Thompson. They were good friends. Robert William Thompson was an engineer, a Scotsman. And he said, Bob, he said, I got an idea. He said, what is it, Ezekiel? He said, air in a tire to soften it. I'd call it a pneumatic tire, but you put air in it. And his buddy, Bill Thompson, Bob Bill Thompson, says, that's ridiculous. That's crazy talk.
Whoa.
Drop it or people will think you're insane. And then Robert William Thompson runs off to the patent office and in 1845 gets a patent on the pneumatic tire, stealing it from Ezekiel Zisser.
Wow.
And Ezekiel Zisser called him out on it and he said, Robert William Thompson, I thought we were friends. He said, well, you thought wrong. He said, you stole my idea. That tire should be known for forever and ever as the Zisser tire, any pneumatic tire. He said, well, it won't be, because I got the patent on it.
Wow.
You snooze, you lose. That's exactly what he said to him.
Wow.
And in Ezekiel Zisser's diary, he writes, I have a copy of it. I realized at that time, sometimes life isn't fair and not everybody is honest. And then on his deathbed, Ezekiel Zisser told his son, he says, I'm going to tell you something that I want you to tell your son and his son and his son and his son. Just because some other people are not honest doesn't mean you have to be dishonest. You be fair with people. And even though I didn't get the credit for the pneumatic tire, I want the name Zisser somehow to be associated with the world of tires in a respectable and honest way. And his son said, I promise I will. And then Ezekiel Zisser died.
Whoa.
That's a true story. And to this day, great-great-great-great-grandson John Zisser carries on the love of tires and that tradition of... when I think about the guy stealing that patent...
Makes me want to not even buy tires ever again.
Dana, I don't think that's what we want to hear with Zisser.
No.
I don't think we need to say, I don't ever want to buy tires again. That's not going to help.
Can we edit that out?
Can we edit out everything, Tina?
Yeah.
Since it's
just maybe not
completely
those,
contrary to what.
Not those
we're
Thompson
to do
tires, maybe.
Right.
Yeah,
not
the Thompson
ones.
Tires.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, if you're ever anywhere and you see the Robert William Thompson tire,
never buy those.
Don't buy them. Go, no, thank you. I know who's really responsible, Ezekiel Zisser.
And give all your businesses Zisser just to make up for it.
Just to make up for the injustice.
Yeah.
Not just tires.
Yeah. Tina, can you meet me after the show? You're in trouble. No, you're going to spanking room after the show. You really are. Zisser Tire, the other thing he said, Ezekiel Zisser on his deathbed, he said, my dream for you, my son, and his son and his son, is to one day have multiple dealerships selling tires. And that dream came true.
Wow.
There are multiple. I'm going to tell you the three locations we want you to visit. And here's another thing. Sometimes tire dealers are not really being straight with you when they say, you know, buy three, get one free, and all that. No. You're paying for that tire. It's buried somehow in there. So rather than put up with that nonsense, just get your tires from Zisser. Take that ad, any ad, cut it out, print it out, whatever. Take it to Sister. Say, this looks like a pretty good deal. Can you do this? And they're probably going to say, sure, we can do that. Maybe they'll say, we can do a little better than that. Here are the three locations. These are the three Zisser locations we want you to visit, because these are the three that support the show: Delwood, Afton, and Wentzville. In memory of the great Ezekiel Zisser.
Yeah.
And to right a wrong committed many, many years ago in the 1800s, you can do that by buying your tires at Zisser Tire. Isn't that a great story?
Yeah, it's a true story. Boy, yeah, it's fascinating.
Hello to everybody who'll be going to Pistols Plus. Boy, that Lake of the Ozarks is jumping. There are boats in the water. I talked to my son today, and I talked to somebody there that runs a marina. People putting their boats in the water way before they ever have any year before. I mean, it's fishing and boating weather.
My cousin just finished up their boat yesterday.
So if you folks are headed down there to open everything up for the spring, please drop in and see our friends at Pistols Plus. I'm so used to seeing Highway 54, Osage, what is it, Parkway, or whatever it's called now. You'll find them. They're easy to find. And I continue to be annoyed by those stupid Ford commercials where they have a press conference and the people are really surprised that bought the... Let's drop those. I think those have run their course. Pantene is a hair product. Tina, you've probably heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm watching a commercial. I've seen this commercial several times, and I never paid much attention to it because I thought, well, yeah, it's just another shampoo. But then I noticed something I'd never noticed before. I didn't realize that it contains Pro-V.
Oh.
That makes all the difference.
I had no
idea. Pantene with Pro-V.
Oh, the Pro-Vs.
Yeah.
All the difference.
I had been prohibiting my wife from paying the price for Pantene. Now I'm going to have to eat my words.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know it had Pro-V in it. Yep. Isn't that amazing? Do you ever watch products like that and look at with Hydrozonatal XL?
Yes,
you know, what the heck does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Look at Winneman's facial creams and lotions.
Oh, my goodness. Anti-aging hydroxy something, something wrinkle-free.
Hydrating.
You got to get the word hydrate in there.
But they all have a special ingredient that only they...
Well, Pantene not only has Pro-V, but it has shea oil in it.
Shea oil?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It has shea oil.
Oh. Wow.
Even though nobody knows what that is.
Do they scrape that off John Shea? I don't want to use that stuff.
Ew. That's disgusting. I thought Pro-V was another word for a prostitute.
No, Dan, it's not. And that wasn't even a funny bit.
Pro-V.
I don't know what you're doing here. Last night, I want to say by accident, it really wasn't by accident, I was hungry, because I'm always hungry. And
That's weird.
Yeah. I went to the refrigerator last night, and the only thing I could find in there, because there is no cook in our house, my daughter had been home and had left a couple of these Activia,
yogurts?
Yeah, that Jamie Lee Curtis Activia.
Right.
Now, I would never go to a store and pick that stuff up and eat it because it's like an IBS bowel diarrhea. It's like a
diarrhea.
It's like a stomach problem thing for people whose digestive system is messed up or something. But there was a vanilla Activia. It kills me to say this.
It was
great.
Really? And now you're regulated.
I think I am.
Yeah.
It was delicious. I ate two of them. There were two of them in there. I ate two vanilla Activias. Something I would never have eaten if I hadn't just been starving to death.
You're full of live cultures.
I have whatever. Yeah. That Activia, whatever that has in there. Looking forward to a really great bowel movements.
Oh, man.
Because isn't that what it's supposed to give you?
Yogurt squirts. Yes.
Telling you. Activia vanilla. And it had something written on it that made me not want to eat it even more. It had fat-free written on it.
Oh.
I don't like anything fat-free. But it was good. So, see? Sometimes you just...
Activia.
You make a wrong call. The French gunman who went in and killed those kids and that rabbi.
He's still on the loose, isn't he? He's
holding
up in
killed,
that building?
No, he killed him. He's dead. They shot him in the head. They shot him in the head. And a good thing, too, because here's what he told somebody when they were communicating with him while he was all barricaded. He said the only regret that he had was that he didn't get a chance to kill more people.
Man.
So, good news, he shot in the head and dead.
Beautiful.
Sorry, I couldn't have killed more people. There is a cruise ship. The cruise ship was down in the Dominican Republic, and two California men, it was a gay cruise, have been arrested. They were arrested yesterday in the Dominican, where sex between two men is illegal. Now, you've got a gay cruise ship docked in a place where men cannot have sex. This is a problem.
You got to wait till you leave port.
Well, they didn't, and a guy on the dock.
Wait till they pull out.
Oh, I see what you.
Oh, goodness, that's disgusting, Tina.
I see what you did there. So some guy on the dock calls the authorities and reports these two guys he saw having sex on the cruise ship. I guess they're out on the deck or something. And they were, I want to make sure I got this right. They arrested the two men on, and here's the charge, suspicion of indecent exposure and buggery.
Buggery?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did we talk about this
yes.
just recently?
Yeah, I think that's an English term.
No, long time ago we talked about this. You can't bugger another guy.
No.
B-U-G-G-E-R-Y. They say it's a term equivalent to sodomy. Ew. Well, I think we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about the back door, dude. Mm-hmm. But it's called buggery, and that's the actual charge. The men were 41-year-old John Robert Hart and 43-year-old Dennis J. Mayer, both charged with buggery.
Buggery.
So if you're on a gay, you people listening, if you're on a gay cruise ship, when they pull in the Dominican, you know, abstain.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it.
Hold off.
Keep your bug in your pants.
Yeah.
That's right. Hold off. Now, this story is a beauty. We got a guy. He's a high school senior in Oakdale, California. And he decides to start sending emails and tweets to every female porn star that he can think of, asking him to go with him to the senior prom, and he got one to say okay.
Oh, woo. Yeah, way to go, buddy.
He sent a tweet to, what is her name? His name is Mike Stone. Good name.
Yeah.
And he sends a tweet to this porn actress, and she says, yeah, she says, I'll come to the school. If you'll just pay my transportation, out to California.
Oh, that's
I'm sorry, from California. He wasn't. She was in California. Pay my transportation. He's 18, by the way. Can you imagine? 18-year-old guy shows up at the prom with a porn star.
That would be the best.
Well, it didn't happen because the school shut it down.
Oh.
And they said that Megan Piper is the porn star's name. They
never
said
heard of her.
Megan Piper would not be welcome. She would be unwelcome because, quote, here's the letter from the school superintendent. This prom date will not be allowed to attend the tartan prom, as her attendance would be prohibited under our standard prom procedures and would be inconsistent with two school district policies, one covering visitors and another addressing school-sponsored student activities.
No.
I guarantee you there's nothing in the school policy
no.
that addresses bringing a porn star as a date.
Yeah, lighten up, Francis.
Because a lot of kids invite out of school kids as prom dates.
Yeah.
They're visitors.
What do they think? She's going to whip everything out and on the
interesting,
dance floor?
It's interesting you said that. It said that they said that this would not be in the best interest of students, employees of the school. And then they go on to say that the activities policy that they have prohibits, among other things, any act that substantially disrupts the orderly operation of school or school activities. What act? She's not going to go there and
just
do it.
Just be in there,
the
I guess. Boy, what a bunch of tightwads.
You got to hand
poor
it to this kid though.
Yeah. Probably would make his life.
Yeah.
Oh, make it. Well, you imagine after the prom?
Well, that's. They'll have to negotiate for that. She just agreed to go to the dance.
Yeah. Let me get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Well, we spent quite a bit of time yesterday exposing the charlatans and the scam artists on some of these religious networks that want your money, and they don't really pray for you, and even if they did, it wouldn't really mean anything more than anybody else praying because they claim to be anointed. I talked about Donnie Swaggart selling a CD by his dad, the latest CD, which he said was an anointed CD, and then I played you a couple of excerpts from stupid crap like one of these people saying that Jesus brought a dog back to life after they prayed. The dog was dead, and then they went to Jesus, and Jesus brought the dog back. And then asking for your money, saying that if you give to their Christian network, even if you had little, give the rest of it, even if you're poor, give it to them, and you'll be rewarded a hundredfold. So we did all that, and I came up with a joke, an evangelical healing sort of revival service joke, and I remembered there's another one, and it's a good one. And it's an evangelist who is holding a healing revival meeting, and he stands in front of the congregation, and he gets to the part in the service where he says, "If anyone here needs the help and healing hand of the Lord, would you please step forward?" And Vinny steps out from his pew, comes down the aisle. And the preacher says, "And your name is?" He says, it's Vinny. He says, "Vinny, and what would you like to have the Lord do for you?" And he says, "Well, preacher, I just wondered, you know, if the Lord could do anything about my hearing." "Can he ever?" "He is the Lord God Almighty, and yes." And the preacher puts his hands over Vinny's ears, one hand over each ear, and he says, "Oh, Heavenly Father above, Lord in heaven, would you please take out the devil spirit that is deafness and restore the hearing to our friend and our colleague Vinny. Remove the demonic impulses that are getting in the way of his hearing." And then he hits his head real hard, pushes him back. And then he leans down in Vinny's left ear and says, "Can you hear me?" And Vinny said, "Yeah, I can hear you." And then he leans into his right ear and he says, "Can you hear me?" "Yeah, preach, I can hear you." He says, "Vinny, would you tell the congregation what God has done about your hearing?" He says, "Well, I don't know yet. It's not till next Thursday."
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, things are getting better on the highways. You only have a few real slowdowns now. Southbound 170 is jammed up pretty well from Page down through Highway 40. On eastbound 40, it's heavy from Brentwood through Big Bend. Looks like it's cleared out downtown towards the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 still running slow between Chesterfield Airport Road and Highway 94. And then on southbound 270, looks like we have just a little bit of a slowdown at Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Advil PM. Make the switch to Advil PM. Take action. Take Advil PM. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly, voice of the Missouri Tigers. What an unbelievable season this was for Missouri. The Tiger basketball team wins 30 games. They win a school record 14 Big 12 games. Finished second in the league, but won the school's second Big 12 tournament championship. The Tigers' Frank Haith was named by the Basketball Writers Association as its National Coach of the Year. Congratulations, Coach Haith, from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, 636-527-5121. Doug and Steve get up every day and go to work with a smile on their face, and they leave the end of the day the same way because they're literally changing people's lives. Whether it comes to debt reduction, and we all could use some help in that area, or the bulk of the work they do, which is saving people's homes. stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, 636-527-5121. Do you qualify for a HAMP or a HARP? What's a HAMP or a HARP? How about a HAFA? How about an HAUP? What's this Fannie Mae Freddie Mac stuff? What's a straight line refi? Doug and Steve know, and they go to work so they can tell you. It's not going to cost you any money to pick up the phone. It's going to cost you a lot of stress if you don't. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com. The guys change people's lives every day, and they're ready to help you. 636-527-5121.
George Weber,
Weber Chevrolet will help you save when you buy and then save at the gas pump. The Chevy Cruze gets up to 42 miles per gallon, and the larger Malibu gets up to 34. Weber Chevrolet is the Cruze in Malibu headquarters. Why? Simple. At Weber, Cruzes are just $15,900 and Malibus are just $17,400. These prices are real. Everyone qualifies. No hidden rebates. $15,900 for a Cruze, $17,400 for a Malibu. We sell at these prices every day with absolutely no gimmicks and hundreds to choose from. Please visit WeberChevrolet.com and check out our Weber Value pricing on every vehicle, including the Equinox, our 30-mile-per-gallon crossover. You can save thousands on everything, just like the Cruze and Malibu pricing. While you're on the site, you can also find out how much your trade-in is worth to make things even easier. So, you have huge savings through Weber Value pricing on everything, including Cruzes for just $15,900 and Malibus for just $17,400. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep.
Anyone in the market for landscaping materials, listen up. The season has arrived, and there's only one name that you need to know when it comes to stocking up with supplies for that next project. St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Now, with two locations and 20 years of top-notch experience, this is your first and last stop for products and educational materials that will guide you through even the most elaborate jobs. From a simple, elegant patio to the most lavish outdoor living space, the name to remember is St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Interlocking and permeable patio pavers, garden and retaining wall blocks, geogrids, geotextile fabric, bulk and bagged mulches, topsoil and decorative gravels, even deck and fence materials. Whatever you need for your next landscaping project, you'll find at St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Two locations, 106 South Elam Avenue in Valley Park and 18614 Olive Street Road in Chesterfield. Visit online at hardscapeofstl.com. Put your trust in the very best, St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply.
Like most Americans, my family is pretty short on time and money these days. Three kids, extra hours at work, and the bills keep piling up. So when I read there might be a new law in Missouri requiring me to get a prescription before I can buy certain cold and allergy medicines, I wasn't happy. Can we really afford to miss work or school to go to our doctor every time someone in our family needs Claritin D or Sudafed? The paper said some local politicians are pushing this because meth dealers use an ingredient in these medicines to help make their drugs. Thankfully, other lawmakers have introduced better solutions that target criminals and protect access to certain cold and allergy medicines that families like mine depend on. Punishing criminals, not families. Shouldn't we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
Don't ignore facial redness. It could be an early warning sign of rosacea, a life-disruptive facial disorder that gets worse without treatment. Over time, the redness becomes more persistent and tiny blood vessels may appear. Without medical help, bumps, pimples, and even facial disfigurement often develop. 16 million Americans have rosacea, yet only a small fraction are being treated. Don't ignore the warning signs. See a dermatologist or visit the National Rosacea Society at rosacea.org.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
Yes, the song that lives on forever, the one and only great big hit for Don Ho, the late Don Ho. It means it's time to go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans, and we want to make sure you understand that is made possible by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. You go into their showroom, you say, hey, love that Mike Evans, thank you for the sponsorship, and I'm AM and the PM, they'll take great care of you. ThompsonPrice.com, and here is Mike Evans.
Give it up!
Give it up! We start with the pop quiz question. Arnold Schwarzenegger, his son Pat, Ronnie Woods, son Jesse, Tom Hanks, son Chet. All this, their main occupation is the same thing. Are these three sons models, actors, or musicians? Answer in just a minute. The official cause of Whitney Houston's death was accidental drowning with cocaine present in Whitney's body, and she had heart damage, which was most likely caused by prolonged drug use. That is sad. Weird that there was no cocaine found in her hotel room. Actually, it wasn't weird. Somebody must have removed it. I have a bunch of movie nuggets for you. Seven, if you count them. Starting off, in production now, very bizarre, weird movie is in production. It's being billed as a drama. Elvis and Nixon. I mean, it stars Eric Bana, Luke Wilson, and Danny Houston. And we all have seen the picture of Elvis and Nixon. Elvis is showing up uninvited at the White House. Nixon leaving a cabinet meeting to go meet with Elvis. I don't know how in the world they're going to make a two-hour drama about that photo op that we've seen.
Yeah, that's like a 15-minute story.
Yeah, I don't get that. Two-hour movie with Eric Bana. They're shooting it now. Budget of $28 million.
Wow.
Jessica Biel and... I thought so. Colin Farrell will co-star in the sequel of Psycho. But I hear Justin Timberlake may also be making an appearance. Russell Crowe has finally agreed to be Noah in the biblical blockbuster. I think there was a financial problem there, but that's been cleared up.
No,
there's
goodness.
Talk of a biopic on the life story of Walt Disney. I think that might be kind of good.
Oh, that'd be
I'm
great.
Surprised that hasn't happened before.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I like that. Kiefer Sutherland is in final negotiations for another 24 movie. Look for a Disney Studios to fire a couple of executives sometime next week over that $200 million John Carter flop. Somebody approved that movie. Cost a lot of money. They're going to lose $200 million. Somebody's going to get fired. And the Three Stooges movie coming out next month, I hear it's hilarious. I've seen the trailers for it, and the trailers are really stupid, but
yeah.
It's the Three Stooges. It isn't some big drama or Gone with the Wind. It's the Three Stooges. The trailers I looked made me laugh out loud.
I can't wait.
Sports! Sports! Boxer Manny Pacquiao says that he had a dream. And in the dream, he was told that he should never fight again after his next fight, which will be against Tim Bradley in June in Las Vegas. So he says that will be his last fight. I don't know if I believe he had a dream or if he's just saying this to try to build a box office. No. Tim Bradley, his wife Monica, Cheryl, and I are going to have dinner this weekend. Very, very nice people. And we go into the fight and talk to you from the ringside on the Friday before the fight on Saturday, June 5th. Odds and Ends, X Factor, American Idol, and The Voice all threw a lot of buh at Cher to be a mentor.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Cher says she doesn't even like those shows. She's not going to do that. Madonna.
No way.
Is working on her Summer World Tour. She'll do a lot of lip-syncing. Also, ticket prices announced. Top price, $1,105.
That's a good deal.
Oh, yeah, to see her lip-sync?
You bet.
Oh, yeah. That'll be exciting right there. And Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
She's not.
Kate Moss.
Okay.
Oh, come on. That cocaine whore, heroin-looking whore type thing, what up with that?
No, I don't really find her that attractive.
Well, but you just said Paltrow, so by comparison.
Yeah, I thought she cleaned up her act, too.
So she says. However...
And there's always a however in life.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Kate Moss got in a fist fight at a party in England last week.
Oh,
had
wow.
to be separated. Smart money would be on Gwyneth Paltrow by knockout. Kate Moss needs to put about five or six weight classes up before she could get in a fight with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
And finally. Oh. It's gone very fast today, Frank Open. You know what, Frank?
What?
Take tomorrow off.
Okay.
Take tomorrow off. I insist.
Reluctantly, I will.
All right, Dan. Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, Pat. Ronnie Wood's son, Jesse. Tom Hanks' son, Chet. Where do they list their occupation, all three, as models, actors, or musicians?
Tina.
Wow. I'll go with musician.
I was going to say musician. I'm going to say model.
Musician.
I'll be the odd man, actor.
The answer is models.
Idiots.
Mike Evans, see ya.
Wow. What happened?
I don't Mike Evans brought you, Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. I have just enough time to do this story. I've been sitting on this for a couple of days, and I apologize to those of you who don't play blackjack. If you don't know how to play blackjack, you really won't appreciate this story. But this is pretty unbelievable. There's a guy who gambles up in Atlantic City, and as best they can tell, he's not a card counter. They can tell when you're counting cards. This guy just flat out either really lucky or he's got some other secret. He has won millions and millions of dollars playing blackjack, and they've banned him from... What kills me about casinos is even if you're not counting cards, once you take so much money out, they can come over and go, would you leave?
Yeah.
That just doesn't seem right to me. But they can do that.
And if they're losing, they don't.
Oh, no.
Check this out. Now, check this out. Up in Atlantic City, Tropicana Casino, and there were a bunch of people standing around. Anytime you see somebody betting $100,000 a hand, it's going to draw a crowd. And this guy is wearing a red cap and a black Oregon State hoodie, and he's betting $100,000 a hand. So the word spreads, bets are big, he's on a big streak, and everybody starts to crowd around. He's got this huge stack of chips in front of him. Now, if you don't know how to play blackjack, I really can't explain it now, but you get a couple of cards, and you have to decide if you want to add a card to it. Your whole goal is to get as close to 21 as you can without going over. You go over, you lose. If the dealer goes over, the dealer loses. But check this out. It starts with him betting $100,000, and he gets two eights. Now, when you get two eights, you can split them. Tina, do you know how to play blackjack?
Yes.
Okay, you split the eights. So he splits the eights. Now you have to also double your bet. You got to put $100,000 on each eight, which he did.
So he's up to $400,000.
Wow. No, he's at $200,000. He's got $100,000 on each.
Oh, eight. That's right. Okay.
Idiot. Go back to school.
All right.
Now you then tell the dealer you want to draw a card. You point to one of the eights, and the dealer lays down another eight. Now he has, so he splits those. He has three eights in front of him with $100,000 on each one. So he tells the dealer, all right, hit me on one of the eights, and draws the fourth eight.
Wow.
Now he splits that. He has four eights in front of him, each one with $100,000 on it. Now the other thing that you can do in blackjack is when you have an eight, and you ask for a card, if you get a two or a three, you can double down for one more card. And that's exactly what happens to him on, I think, every one of these hands.
Oh, my goodness.
The end of the story is the guy who puts down a $100,000 bet walked away from the table on that one, what was supposed to be one hand of blackjack, with about $1.6 million.
Oh. So he won on every hand.
He won everything, and he doubled down and won. Wow. And it's just unbelievable. But then they go on to say in this article that at the, and I'm not real familiar, he took $4 million out of Caesar's Palace. He took like 1.6 out of that Tropicana. He took nearly $6 million out of these Atlantic City casinos, and there's no time at all, and they just said, you're not welcome here anymore. Can you even imagine? First of all, you got to have the money.
Right.
You got to be having the money with you. If you get you put $100,000 down, you split. You better have another hundred, another hundred, another hundred. You got to have some dough on you, and he did. And he made out like a bet. That is just it. First of all, to draw four eights, to draw four of anything,
right
off the bat, four of a kind is a really, really unusual thing to have happen. So I wish I hadn't read that story, because that makes me want to go out and see if I can win a whole lot of money. And that's exactly what happens with gamblers like me, people who are weak and think every time you walk in, all right, this is it.
That's never a good plan.
That never happens. That never happens with me. Especially if I have a big bet up. And then all of a sudden that comes out.
You get nervous.
And then it's like, and then you double down. And then
you have an eight and a three. You got a pretty big bet, $100 out there, and you go, okay, double down. And they give you a two.
Yeah.
And then a ten.
And you can't get another card. If you double down, you only get one card.
Yeah.
So now
you're stuck with a 12.
Womp womp.
Like a 13 or 14. Blackjack's an interesting game. For those of you who don't
And it's supposed to be the closest with the house and the player, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Odds-wise?
Yeah, your odds are probably better
essentially
at that.
Essentially a coin flip.
Well, the real coin flip is Baccarat. That's the real coin flip. So that's probably the one that of all of them that has the best odds. Got a nice email from, I'll just use a first name, Linus. Thank you, Linus. Sometimes I wonder if people really want their last name used, but he lives in Concord Village. And he says, "Dear Frank, I just had my second pleasant experience with the Tool Belt team. If I had been mechanical, I could have fixed this problem in 10 minutes. That's exactly how long it took Rob from the Tool Belt team to fix it. I'm more than satisfied with the work, the fee, and from the initial phone call to the final solution, everything went like clockwork. So thank you, Linus, for calling the Tool Belt team. I appreciate it, and I say to the rest of you, when the time comes that you say to yourself, 'Man, I wish I knew a good handyman,' then you don't have to say that anymore. All you need to know is the Tool Belt team. Rave reviews. They're busy. They're getting a lot of calls, and they can handle them, and they can handle your job, because when the Tool Belt team was started, they made a point to have at the ready some of the best in the business, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, painters, people who were really good at what they did. And if they come to your home, by the way, and it's a job they can't do, a couple of people emailed me and thought that they would, you know, they put a whole roof on or something. They don't do that. You know, they don't put an entire gutter system or roof. That's not what they do. They're handymen. They'll assemble something. They'll fix something, patch something, paint something, stop a leak, replace a fitting, put in a garbage disposal, all that stuff. It's called the Tool Belt Team. It's a fantastic business. And you can contact them at thetoolbeltteam.com. Now, occasionally we get people who say, how about a phone number? Okay, it's on the website, but it's 314-966-1895. That's 966-1895. Thetoolbeltteam.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, if you're traveling on westbound 40, you're still a little bit slow between 270 and Mason. Southbound 170 is slow now, Olive down through Highway 40. It looks like we have a disabled vehicle on westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway, or near the Blanchette Bridge, I should say, and that's blocking the right lane on the bridge. And then we have an accident on westbound 70 at T.R. Hughes that has two lanes blocked. And this traffic report is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, they will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cashback offer. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
How do you handle it if somebody blocks you on Facebook? What do you do if you've just embarrassed yourself at a cocktail party and the host snubs you? From one blunder to another, I'm Marie Dubuque. I talk about every aspect of living among loud, obnoxious people glued to their cell phones all night long. Join me for a really intriguing conversation. Sundays at 3 on Manners by Marie, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550 KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
This is your last chance to take thousands off MSRP at West County Nissan. Maximus, $8,500 off or $239 per month. Muranos, $8,500 off or $259 per month. Plus, take $5,500 off Altimas or $149 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com.
2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only. 39-month lease, TTNL included. 12,000 per year miles. Price per month, $29.95 down.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more. Plus free haulaway and delivery that's really free. On brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 4th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm starting to get tired of this. Just got a memo, an email from management. Frank, pack your bags. You're on assignment tomorrow. Crap.
Again.
Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye,
y'all. McGraw, Steve Cochran, The Showgram with JC and Trish, Franco Pinion, Sports Night, and The Nighthawk, The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, and KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Just out in the past couple of hours, the final word on what killed.